I'm Rabbi Yochanan Rishon, Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Where do we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mispalel? There's actually Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is the same that a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself davens, and then we have to understand what does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu davens, or that maybe the Gaonim say, Rabbi Yochanan says, that this is, whenever the Gemara says Minayin, it's coming to bring a source for an idea that was spoken about earlier, but there was no idea spoken about earlier that we need to bring a source, that this source would make sense for. So he says, there's a chazal that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven at times of need, with the Yigam HaMidas HaRachamim, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nit'atef Betales, he put on like a talis, and he showed him how to say the Yigam HaMidas HaRachamim. So, Minayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel, where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe had a daven, but the Rashba says he brings the Gaonim and he argues and he says no. He argues on the Gaonim and he says that no. But it sounds in our Gemara that really a Kadosh Baruch Hu daven. It's not just that he shows how to daven. Minayin Kadosh Baruch Hu Mispalash Nemar V'Havi Osim. I will bring them, the Jewish people, El Har Kodshi V'Simachtim, and I will give them Simcha B'Beis Tfilasi, in the house of my Tfila. So it should have said in the house of their Tfila. They're the ones that daven. Tfilasam lo ne'amar. It doesn't say in their tefila where they daven. Ela tfilasi, where I daven. Mikan shakadosh baruch hu mispalel. And the Maharsha says, this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash Shamala. That's Beis tfilasi, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them simcha. My matzle. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefila? What does he daven? Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Yehi ratzon milifanai. He says, let it be my will. That let my rachamim either cover up the sins, that's one pshat, or conquer the sins is another pshat. Sheyich b'shu could mean to cover and hide, or yich b'shu to mean could mean to conquer. Sheyich b'shu rachamay ka'asai via golu, and it should be flipped over, switched over, rachamay al midosai. It should like be the overriding mida of my midos, the rachamim. And I should behave with my sons, with the Jewish people, with midas harachamim. And I say, go in with them, and when I judge them lifnim mishur sedin. Look to be mezaka them, and to find the merit within them. And one has to understand what's the difference between these four different things. They all seem to be referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, but they each have to be something different. So we have to be ma'ayin into that. But one pshat that's brought down, though, it doesn't answer what all the four things are, but that the first two is what Hashem should do, meaning he's davening that he should override his rachamim over the ka'as, and the rachamim should be override the midos. And then et noheg im banai and ekanes lahem is the totza'a, the outcome of that. Meaning the two things are what he will do, and the second two things is, and then what will come out because he did those two things. But either way, I understand what are each of those phrases. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yishma ben Elisha. Yishma ben Elisha was a Kohen Gadol that was zochah to serve lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur, and he says pam achas nichnasti lahakdir ketores lifnai v'lifnim. I don't know the right way to read this Gemara. I feel like the proper way to read this Gemara is to whisper it very, very quietly, but I'm afraid then you won't hear. But to know this is like such a high Gemara, we definitely can't understand what's going on here. We have to learn it with trepidation. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, one day I went in to the Kodesh Kedashim, lahakdir ketores, do the ketores in Yom Kippur, lefnai v'lefnim. V'ra'iti akatrikel ka Hashem tzavakos. Why is he referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu with that title right now? We have to look in the Mefarshim. Akachiku, you see the word Keter there, and Kel there, Ka, Hashem, Tzvakos. Why that title? Shehu Yoshev Akisei Ram V'nisa, and he was sitting on a tall, high throne. V'amar Li, Yishma B'ni Barcheni, and he asked me to give him a bracha. Amarti Lo, and he responded, and I told him the following bracha. Now he says what we said that a Kodesh Baruch Hu davens for. So I don't know if it's like this, that the Tanaim, and this is also true, whether that's the Pshat and the Gemara or not, are on such a high level that even with the Ruach Kodesh, the Mechavein, they would understand on their own what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would daven for, and therefore in his bracha, it's word for word what HaKadosh Baruch Hu even davens for himself for. That's the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or is it that somehow Rabbi Shmuel had this Masorah of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah is, and he knew it, and therefore when Hashem asked him for a bracha, he said, I know what you daven for, and that's what he gave him a bracha for. But he basically says the same thing that Hashem himself davens for. He wrote him, Lefanecha sheyichpeshu recha mecha kazcha, v'yagolu recha mecha amidosecha, v'titnaigim benecha b'midas harachem, v'tikonis lehem lifnim meshuras adin. V'ne'ena li b'rosho. That Rashi explains, like in agreement and like saying Amen, he nodded, and that shows us that he did the right thing. The Rabbi Shmuel gave the right bracha, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted. Maybe from Rabbi Shmuel's bracha is where we know what Hashem's tefillah is. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered by nodding, that shows, yes, that's what I want. So when we ask, what is Hashem's tefillah, we know it from his agreement to Rabbi Shmuel's bracha. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. Either way, if you wouldn't read the next line of the Gemara, we would say, what are you meant to learn from this Gemara? What are you meant to take out from it? We would probably say very high, lofty, maybe some Kabbalistic ideas or whatever. But look what the Gemara takes out. What should we take out from this practically? B'kamash malon, shelo tehei birkas hedyot kala be'enecha. That a bracha from a simpleton, a bracha from somebody so much smaller than oneself, or anybody, not just oneself, a small person, don't make light of it. It shouldn't be light in your eyes, because a HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no measurement and no limitations, and still it was valuable, a bracha from Rabbi Yishmael, so therefore nobody's bracha should be invaluable to us. I was thinking to myself, I didn't get to see this anywhere. I wonder if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Rabbi Yishmael to see over here. Why? Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen Gadol, and he was obviously a tremendous anav, because he's a Tana, and he had Ruach Kodesh, so therefore he did all the different stages of the Messias Hasharim, one of them being anava, a high level of anava, and he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, but he still was feeling, who am I to have this chus? How could I daven to Hashem? Who am I? So Hashem taught him by saying, give me a bracha, that lote birkas had your kala beinacha, maybe, and that gave him the chizik to daven the Kodesh Kodashim, maybe. Right, this is the same. We started off the daf with Amar B'Yochanan Mishum B'Yosi. Now he's another teaching. Minayin she'ein martzin lo la'adam b'shas kasa. Where do we know that you shouldn't try to appease somebody while they're angry? Dichsiv, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu right after Chet Ega, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, angry at Klal Yisrael. So dichsiv panay elechu. First, let my wrath subside. This face of wrath right now, that the moment of wrath subside, and then I'll do what it is that you're asking for. But don't ask me for it now. And he's teaching him, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, hamtinli, wait for me, ad sheyavru panim shazam, until the face of anger subsides, v'aniach lecha, and then I'll give to you what it is that you're asking for. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to calm down, but we're learning from him how it should be, that when we're trying to appease somebody, don't try to appease them when they're angry, and therefore it might not count. When you have to, you know, you're supposed to ask for mechila from somebody up to 3 times until we say, okay, you asked for mechila enough, but it wouldn't count. Some of the poskim say if you ask him at the time that he's angry, that you asked him at the wrong time. You can't ask him at the time that he's angry. Umi ika ritcha kame de kodesh baruch hu? Is there really anger in front of a kodesh baruch hu that he has anger in front of him, that he chooses to be angry ever? In yes, the Tanya, as the Brisa says, v'kel zoim b'chol yom, kel zoim. A kodesh baruch hu is angry every day. There's a time that he's angry. V'kama zamo, how long is that anger for? Rega, a moment. Rega is not a minute. In modern Hebrew, it's a minute. Not in Chazal. Rega is a moment, I guess. V'kama rega, how long is a rega? Echad mechameshes ribo ushmones alafim ushmona meos ushmona mushmona. It's 1/1, the fraction is 1/1 58,888. That fraction of a minute. Oh, sorry. Of a minute, which is a fraction of a second. It's that fraction of an hour, which comes out to be a fraction of a second. It's one out of 58,888 of an hour, which is really a small fraction of a second. Vizuhi rega, and that's the rega that we're referring to, that for that small amount of time he has that anger. No creation is able to really be mechaven exactly when that moment is. Chutz mi Bilam HaRasha was able to. Bilam HaRasha, in his highest level of nevuah that a guy ever had, and something similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he accomplished with it. He figured out when Hashem's angry. That's what you see happens to a guy who gets prophecy. What he picks up with his antennas is that small moment that Hashem's angry. That's what they look for. Dechsiv Bey, V'yodea Da'as Elyon. It says about Bilam that he knows Da'as Elyon. So the Gemara asks, Hashta now, Da'as Behemta Lo Haviyada. He didn't even know what his animal was thinking, what his animal was trying to get through to him, that the animal had to open up his mouth and tell him why he's not walking forward. Das Elyon, Havayada, the Das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He did know. What does that mean? He knew Das Elyon. Elam Alamin, Sheyodea Lechavin, Osasha, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Koispa. All it meant was that he knew to figure out that moment that Hashem is angry for so that he can curse Klai Yisrael at that moment. And then it would be effective. V'hainu da'amalu navili Yisrael. That's what Micha meant when he said in his nevuah, "Ami zecharna mayat Balak ben Moav." And the continuation of the pasuk is: "Remember what Balak advised against you." Umer analo Bilam ben Beor menashitim aragigal leman das tzidkos Hashem. To know the chesed that Hashem did for you, to know the chesed that Hashem did for you. May lema'an. Das tzidkos Hashem. What's the end of that pasuk? To know the great chesed Hashem did for you. Amar Belezer, Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu, what Hashem was saying to Klai Yisrael. Du'u kama tzedakos asiti imachem. Look at how many chesedim that I did for you. Shalo ka'asti bimei Bilam HaRasha. That since he knew the moment that I'm angry, I just wasn't angry. And I didn't do that for all the years that Bilam could have cursed you. Had I had that kaas, and he knew when that was, this is a euphemism referring to Klai Yisrael themselves. There wouldn't have been left from Klai Yisrael any remnant. Nobody would survive if Bilam would have cursed him at that moment. And that's what Bilam meant when he said to Balak, when he couldn't accomplish cursing Klai Yisrael, he said, "Ma ekov lo kavakel, uma ezam lo za'am Hashem. How could I be angry on he who Hashem's not angry at? Milamed shakol osan hayamim lo za'am." You see from there that all of those, during all that time, Hashem hadn't been angry.
So it's not really a shah when he was angry?
During those years. V'kama za'amo, so this is a different opinion now. This is a different Amora speaking. How long is the anger for? Before we said 1 over 58,888. Now we're saying, rega, v'kama rega, am Rabbi Abin, v'itim Ravina, rega kamimre. The amount of time that it says to say the word rega, that's how long he was angry for. And that sounds a lot longer than 1 over 58,888. Tosfos asks, what could you possibly say in such a short amount of time in either pshat of what it is? What curse could he have given in that short period of time that would have been effective? And Tosfos gives two pshatim. First answer he gives is he could have said the word kaleim, destroy them. And if that would have been the word, we understand why he actually had to stand on the mountain and see them. Because since he can't say destroy Klai, so he says destroy them, he has to see them at the time that he says destroy them. The same way that when you're next to the person that you want to daven for foolish shlema, you could say kel na refan na Allah without saying their name. But they'd be next to you in order to be able to say it like that. Otherwise, you have to say their name. Inami, Tosos answers, that as long as you start saying the curse during that moment, it's okay that it takes you more words afterwards. You have to start at the time of the curse, and that could have nafkaminas la'alacha sometimes, that if you start the thing, you have to stay at that zman, is that enough even if now when you continue, you're going past the Zman. Like if you started, depending what, sometimes we, if we're, we would apply this or we wouldn't apply this, but I think with Machmir, we don't apply this L'chumra. U'menalon derega rasa, ratach. And from where do we know that Hashem is angry for 1 minute? Shnema ki rega ba'apo chayim v'tzono. Only 1 minute, only one rega is his wrath. Really, he wants life. V'ibay seima mehacha. Oh, maybe we know it from here. Chavi kim'at rega ad yavor za'am. I think hide from a rega until the za'am, the wrath, passes. See, it's a rega. V'emat ratach. And when is he angry? When does this fall out? Amar Abaye, Bahana Tlat Shoy Kamaisa, at some point during the first 3 hours of the day, falls out that moment then, Ki Chivra Karbalta de Tarnagola, when it turns white, that thing, that like crown thing on top of the Tarnagola's head, which is usually red, if when it turns white, Vakoy Achad Kara, and he stands on one leg, the Tarnagolet. So, that's that. It's at that second. That's when it happens. Kol shaita v'shaita nami koi hachi. All the time he stands like that. maybe not just stands like that. Maybe his thing is like that. The thing on his head is also like that then. Because look at the answer. Kol shaita ispeis suraike sumke. All the other hours of the day, there are red lines, red stripes. Sumke is red, shreke is like stripes, strips in the white. But bahu shaita leisbe shreke sumke. During that moment, there are no red stripes or strips within the white, within the thing that's on his head.
This is like all chickens or just like
one? Yeah, I think any tarnagola, that type, a chicken that has that thing on his head. So ahut stuki. But it's, obviously, it's for a very short time. Ahud Stuki, the Hava Bishav Ahud said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, there was a Stuki who they were Makabel Torah Shabbat Peh, and they would often argue and fight about different wrong pshatim and apikorsis pshatim and the psukim with the Tanoim. So there was a Stuki that lived in the neighborhood of Avusei of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Hava Kametzai Le Tuva B'Kroi. He would bother him a lot with psukim. Yom Echad, one day, finally it was enough. Rabbi Shimon Levi wanted to get rid of him. Shakal, he took a tarnagola, v'ukme bin kari de arsa, and he had it stand between the bedposts, the legs of his bed, arsa's bed. V'iyein be, and he stared at it to wait until suddenly he picked up his foot and the thing turned white, no stripes in it, and then he would curse the guy and kill him. Savar, he thought to himself, kimata hishaita, when that moment would arrive, ate, I'll curse him. Kimata Yishait, exactly at that moment, Niyim. He dozed, snoozed, second. He dozed for 1 second. Amar, he said, if that's what happened, Shema Mina, I learned from here, Lav Orech Ara Lemevet Hachi. It's not the Erech Eretz to act like the way I was about to do. Veracham Avakom Masav Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Hashem's Rachamim is on everything that he created, even him. Uksiv, and also it says, Gam enosh letzadik lo tov. It's not good for a tzadik to punish, and I was going to punish him. Now, obviously, he knew the tzadim beforehand. Before he knew these psukim. It's not like he just, now he knows these psukim. He knew those psukim beforehand. But he thought, in weighing out his knowledge of kol ta'or kula, that it was still the right thing and okay thing to do. And the fact that he does for that second, he says, I guess that half a mina of mine was wrong, and this is really the way to act. But look how he read into what happened to him. He didn't just say, it just happened once, tomorrow I'll try again. No. He read into everything that happened to him as a Kodesh Baruch communicating with him and teaching him something. Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir. At the time that the sun rises and all the kings of the east and the west take off their crowns from their head and they bow down to the sun in an act of avodah zarah, miyad koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it's during that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Again, we're going back to another teaching of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi. Tova mardus achas belibo shel adam, Better is when a person in his own heart gives himself mussar, comes up with something that humbles him, a thought, an internal realization, that's better and more effective, yotu mikama malkios, much more than getting malkos, than getting a bunch of malkos, whether it's actual lashes or just suffering or whatever it is in this world. Better is when a person within his own self comes to a conclusion, a realization of mussar by himself. Shenamar, v'radfa et me'aveha. And she ran after, Kleiser ran after all of its other loved ones, all the other Avodah Zarahs. And then finally, v'amra elcha v'ashuva el ishi arishon. She saw that nothing good was coming out of running after all the Avodah Zarahs. So Kleiser said, I'm going to go and return to my original husband, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki tov li az me'ata. Because it was better for me then, when I was with Hashem, than it is for me now. So you see that when you realize it on your own, it's better, and you also understand and connect to the reasoning behind it. It was better for me then. That's really what we want somebody to come to. But if a person is not coming to on his own, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to give him some malkos to shake him up. But if we want to stop that ahead of time, we could do cheshbon nefesh and think these thoughts on our own. V'rish Lakish Amar. No, even more than that. Yotemi mea malkios. It's even more effective than 100 lashes. Shenemar, techas Geara b'mevin mehakos ksil mea. So the humbling of oneself, that geara, that an internal rebuke causes on a maven, a one that understands and thinks about life and takes it to heart, is more effective than hitting a ksil, a fool, mea 100 times. The Gra says that the pshat isn't when you come up with your own musar for yourself and then work on yourself. This is an even higher thing, this Pasuk and Mishlei is talking about, the Gra Mishlei says, that if somebody is giving you Musar, and it's hard to accept, but then you accept their Musar, you accept their Tochacha, that's what's super extra effective. And that's even harder. It's easier to accept your own Musar to yourself. When somebody else tells you that what you're doing is wrong, you have to fix something, that's much harder. When you accept that, that's super effective. Ram Rabbi Yochanan Mishon Rabbi Yossi, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Melifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'natan lo. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for three things, and Rashi quotes the pasuk after he asked for those three things that Hashem said, "Yes, I'm going to do those things for you." He quotes the pasuk, "Gam es adavar hazeh asher dibarta esa, that which you asked for, I'm going to do." That's a pasuk that comes after the request of the following three things. Bikesh, he asked for one, Shetishra Shechina Yisrael, that the Shechina should reside on Klai Yisrael, Hashem should be with them. V'nasan lo. And Hashem gave that to him. Shnemar, halo belechtecha imanu. We want you to come with us. We want you, not a malach. We want you, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, to dwell amongst us. And Hashem said yes to that. Bikei shelo tishra Shechina al ovde kochavim. He asked that the Shechina should have reside herself amongst the ovde kochavim. I don't know what the havmina was that he would. Obviously there was a havmina that they would. I don't know why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, v'natan lo. Shnamar v'naflinu ani v'amcha. Separate me and the nation from the goyim. Make it that we have the Shechina and they don't. And the third thing was, bikesh lehodio drachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'natan lo. He asked him to make known to him his ways, how he runs the world, how he, to teach him how he does mishpat, what his way of judgment is, Rashi says. And he answered that question of his too. Shenamar, hodieni na estrachacha, let me know your ways, how you judge people. Amalafanav, and this is what he was really asking him in that question. Ribono sha'olam, v'nei ma yesh tzadik v'tovlo, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo. We have tzadikim, who things go good for them in this world. And we have tzaddikim, and things go bad for them, seemingly bad for them in this world. Yesh rasha v'tovlo, there are risharim that things go good for them in this world. Yesh rasha v'ralo, and there's risharim that things are bad for them in this world. I don't understand, explain me. So the Pnei Yoshua and others explain that Moshe Rabbeinu is not bothered. I understand if a tzaddik would be good for him. because he's doing Torah mitzvos, and therefore good happens to him. I also would understand if the rule was that if it's tzaddik v'ra'lo, because Hashem is punishing him and giving him an atonement for whatever sins he did do in this world, so that all the good is waiting for him in the next world. That I would understand. But why is it that some tzaddikim things are good for them, and some tzaddikim things are bad for them? Which is the pattern? How does it work? And the same thing by the Rishon. He was asking for the discrepancy there. If I understand either svar, but how do you mix together both? That's why he presents all the four possibilities. Amar lo, Moshe said to Moshe, Tzadik v'tov lo, Tzadik ben Tzadik. Tzadik v'ra lo, Tzadik ben Rasha. A Tzadik, the son of a Tzadik, is tov lo. The Tzadik, the son of a Rasha, is ra lo. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben Tzadik, Rasha v'ralo, Rasha ben Rasha. The same thing by the Rasha. The Zohar explains, and the Gra quotes this, and others bring this down, that when it talks about that this is a Tzadik, the son of a Rasha, or the Rasha, the son of a Tzadik, etc., all those combinations, it's not necessarily referring to a father and a son, but it could be referring to a person in his previous Gilgal and a previous reincarnation in a previous lifetime. And a person now is considered like the child, like the result and the offspring and the fruits of what he did in his previous lifetime. So therefore you could have a tzaddik now, but if he once had been a Rasha in a previous lifetime of his, so then he might suffer in this world now where it doesn't work with his actions now because now he's being a tzaddik, but the suffering that he's going through is because of what he did in a previous lifetime, and the same thing with all those other different combinations. Amar Mar. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik ben Rasha. Ini, is it so that it could go after one's father? V'haksiv, but we have a stira in psukim that we asked on. On one hand, we have a pasuk in Chumash that says, Poked avon avos albanim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu revisits the sin of the fathers on the sons and they could get punished for their father's sins. Uksiv, but we have another pasuk that says the opposite. Ubanim lo yimdu al avos, sons won't get killed for their father's sins. Uraminan kroya hadadi, and we threw up those psukim against each other. We asked the stira on those psukim against each other. Umashninan, and we answered, lo kash, it's not a stira. Ha kisha okzin maase avotam biyadem. One case when they do get punished for their father's sins is when they grab on, they hold on to their father's deeds and they continue in their bad ways. Ha, when they don't get punished for the father's sins, it's kisha ein okzin maase avotam biyadem. They don't do what their father did. So that's the klal and that's the rule. So why would a tzaddik ben a rasha have a difficult life because of his father? Ela hachik amrle. So a different answer. This is the answer. Tzaddik v'tovlo is talking about a tzaddik gamur. There were no sins that he needed to be atoned for in this world. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'eno gamur. So he does have some sins that need to be cleansed before he leaves this world, and it's better to be cleansed here than to be cleansed in Gehenim. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha she'eno gamur. So because he's such a bad rasha, Hashem doesn't want to give him schar in the next world, so he repays him for all of his good that he did with rewards in this world, so it looks like he's having a great life, but it's really only because of the few good things that he did, he's going to be paid in this world. So in the next world, he has nothing waiting for him. That's a Rasha She'ena Gamar, that he did a couple of good things. Rasha V'ralo, Rasha Gamar. There is nothing to give him rewards for in this world. And this idea that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to answer your question about Tzadik V'ralo, Rasha V'tovlo, Upliga de Rabbi Meir. Argues in Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Shtayim not nulo, v'achas lo not nulo. Two of his requests Hashem gave to him. One of them he didn't give to him. Because Hashem answered, Shnemar Hashem said, v'chanoti et asher achon. I will choose and love and grant goodness to the one that I choose to give good and goodness. Without an explanation that you're going to be able to see or understand. Afa pisha ina hagun, even though the Ramban says, even though in your eyes this guy is undeserving of my loving him and giving him presents or whatever it is, to you it's going to look like that way. That's what I do. V'richamti et asher rachim. I have rachim on who I choose to have rachim on. Afa pisha ina hagun, even though to you it looks like he's undeserving. And he didn't answer Moshe Rabbeinu's question. Vayomer lo tucha liros es panai. Moshe Rabbeinu had asked to see Hashem's face. He said, "Ah, Hashem has given me the things that I'm asking for. Let me ask for another thing." And he had another request that he wanted Kadosh Baruch Hu to show him his face, whatever that means. So Vayomer lo. Tana Mishmet Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Kach Amar Le Kadosh Baruch Hu the Moshe. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe in his response to Moshe's request when he said, Lo Tucha Liras Epanai. Kisharatziti, when I wanted to show you, Lo Ratziti, you didn't want. By the Sneh, Rashi points out, by the Sneh, you turned your face away and didn't look. Rashi quotes a pasuk, V'yaster Moshe Panav, Moshe covered his face. When he saw the Sneh, when he saw the Ashras HaShechina, the Gilui HaShechina by the Sneh, you turned your face. When I wanted to give you that high level, you didn't want. Akshav Shatar Rotza, now when you want, now you're ready, Eini Rotza, I don't want her anymore. And we learn from this, such an important lesson, we should study that line by heart, that don't lose opportunities, because who says they're going to come back again? Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you an opportunity to come extra close to Him, to reach higher levels, to connect to something. Don't push it off for later, because it could be that when you're ready and you want, He won't give it to you anymore. Right away, Zvizim Makdimim. Upligid Rabbi Shmua Bar Nachmeni, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. And this comes to argue on Rabbi Shmua Bar Nachmeni, what he says, the Amr Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, B'schar Shalosh, Zachar L'Shalosh. No, we just said, in the previous opinion, was that Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong when he covered his face by the Sneh. But Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, is going to say that no, he gets actually schar for covering his face. B'schar Shalosh, Zachar L'Shalosh. As reward for three things that he did, he merited three other things. B'schar V'yaster Moshe Panav, as reward for covering his face, Zachar L'Klaster Panim. He was Zachar that his face shone and gave off light when he came down from Har Sinai. B'schar Ki Yorei, because he had extra Yira of a Kodesh Baruch Hu then at the Sneh, Zachar L'Viyira Migeshes Eilav. People were afraid to approach Moshe Rabbeinu from his awesome holiness. B'schar Mehabit, they were scared to look at him. Zachar L'Etmunas Hashem Yabit. He didn't look at the Sneh, so he was zochet to the Tmunas Hashem Yabit, that he was zochet to be able to see the Tmunas Hashem, panim apanim, to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hasiroti ekapai v'ra'ita etachorai. He says, he's going to cover with his hand, I think his face, and then when I pass by, you're going to see my back. What are you going to see on the back of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Bishim and Chasida, Melamed Shehera Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Kesha Shel Tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu showed him the knot in the back of the Tefillin Shalosh. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishim Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibor V'Dibor Sheyetzim Epi HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Tova Afilu Al Tnai Lo Chazer Bo. Says again, Rabbi Yochanan, Bishim Rabbi Yossi, teaching us something else. Every single word that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that good will happen to somebody or to Klai Yisrael, to a person, he said that it will happen, that good thing. Even if he said it on a certain condition, and even if that condition is not met, he said this good will happen on a certain condition, even if that condition is not met, still he doesn't go back on it, and the good thing ends up happening in some way or other, even if indirectly. Minalan, where do we know this from? Moshe Rabbeinu Shnamar, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu after Chet Egel, he wanted to destroy the Jewish people and make a nation out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Haref mimeni v'ashmideim. Leave me and I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Ve'ase otcha l'goy atzum. I'm going to make you into a large, large nation. Af agav debor Moshe Rachamei Allah. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu asked for mercy on Klal Yisrael, Allah demilta on that matter, ubatla, and he was mevatel that decree that Hashem was going to destroy the Jewish people. Afilu hachi ukma bazare. That blessing still took place in Moshe Rabbeinu's seed, that they did become a large nation, as large as Klal Yisrael. Shenemar b'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer. V'yu b'nei Eliezer Rechavia Harosh. U'b'nei Rechavia Rabu Lamala. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, Rechavia, was Rabu Lamala. So they multiplied a lot. The Tani Rav Yosef, what's Lamala? Lamala Meshishim Ribo, more than 600,000 people. How do we know that? Atya Rabbi Rabbi Ksiv Hacha Rabu Lamala. It says by the children of Rechavia that they were Rabu Lamala. Uksiv Hasan by Klaiso and Mitzrayim, when they got to the number 600,000, how'd they get there? B'nei Yisrael Paru V'yishatzu V'yirbu has the word Rav over there. So what happened to Klaiso? They became 600,000. Also happened to the grandchildren of Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though at the end of the day Hashem only was going to make Moshe into a large nation like that, if he would have destroyed the Jewish people, but once he said it, he did it anyway. Zion Mabez. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, different Rabbi now. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Miyom Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam Lohaya Adam Shakro La Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon Ad Shabar Avraham Ukro Adon. We Avraham is the first one that we find calling Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shem Adon with the Aleph Dalet, meaning not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Aleph Dalet and the Nun and the Hey. Shneamar V'Yomer. Hashem, Bama Eda Kirashena. That's what we see that he referred to Hashem with that title. Amarav, Av Daniel Lo Ne'ena Ela B'Shvil Avram. When Daniel davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, so his tefillos were only answered in the Schus of Avram, Shenemar, Va'at Ashma Lakinu Atfilas Avdacha. Listen to the tefillah of your Eved, Ve'at Tachnunav, Va'er Panecha Amakdashacha, and shed your the light of your face upon the base of Mikdash Hashamim that's destroyed, Lema'an Adoshem. That's the end of the pasuk. But he's talking to Hashem. And until now, he's talking to Hashem in second person. He said, Panecha, Mikdashecha. So we should say, Lema'ancha, Mibarile. It should have said, Lema'ancha. So why it's Lema'an Hashem? El Lema'an Avram Shakracha Adon. Lema'an Avram, who called you, he called you Adoshem. That's why it says the man that, because in this chus that Avram called you Adoshem, listen, accept our tefillos. Where do we know that you shouldn't appease somebody at the time of their anger? Wait a second, we just had this on Amud Aleph. And then Rabbi Yochanan said it in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Now we're singing the name of Bishum Bar Yochai. He learned the same teaching from both of them. So he heard the same teaching from both of them, it seems like. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, maybe, or Yossi, probably Yochanan, Bishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's Rabbi Yochanan, because that's who it was before. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Bishum Bar Yochai, Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esolama, Lohaya Adam Shehoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shabbat Aleya V'Hodato. There's nobody that thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard to say that nobody thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avram, Yitzhak, they didn't thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously they did. So there was something unique about how Leah thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu that only happened. Leah was the first one to thank Hashem in that way. Ad Shabbat Leah v'hodato, let Leah thank Hashem in a different kind of way. Shenemar, Hapa'am Ode es Hashem, and that's why she named him Yehuda, because now she knew there's four imahos. And if there's going to be 12 tribes, everyone would have three. Everyone should have three. If I'm already having more than that, that means that I'm getting more than the lot of the other wives. She's thanking Hashem for getting extra more than everybody else. In other words, that Hashem sometimes gives somebody even more than what they were meant to have or could have had. Maybe that's the pshat some bring down. But you have to learn what was different about the way that she thanked. Maybe that she put it in the name of her son, so that it was a constant thanking of Hashem. I'm not sure. Reuven. Why was Reuven? Now we're talking about the reason for names. So Reuven. Why was Reuven called Reuven? Amr Belezer. Amr Leah. Leah said, Reu ma ben bini leben chami. Look at what's the difference between my son Reuven and the son of my father-in-law Yitzchak, whose son was Esav. Look at the difference between Reuven and Esav. Di leben chami Esav. Even though willingly he sold the Bechora. He sold it to Yaakov. Look at what it says by Esav. Esav es Yaakov. Esav hated Yaakov. Even though he sold it to Yaakov. Uksiv. Vayomer hachi kara shmo Yaakov. Yaakveni ze pamayim. That's why his name is Yaakov, because he was crooked and tricked me twice. He didn't trick you. You sold it to him. V'ilu b'ni, and my son Reuven is so different than Esav. Af agav da'al korchei shak le'Yosef le'b'chirute minei, even though against Reuven's will, Yosef took, or Yaakov took away and gave to Yosef the b'chora from Reuven, d'chsiv, as it says, u'b'chala lo yitzu'e aviv, since Reuven took the bed when Rachel died, he took, and Yaakov put his bed into Bilhah's tent. And Reuven was upset for the covenant of his mother Leah. What, you're going from Rachel to Bilhah? You should be going to my mother Leah. And he took out the bed and put it into Leah's tent, and that was a chilul to his father's bed. U'b'chilalo yitzui aviv, nitna b'chorasu lebnei Yosef, to his son Yosef. So even though the Bechor was taken from Reuven and given to Yosef, afilu hachi lo ekanabe, he wasn't jealous of Yosef. Dechsiv v'yishma Reuven v'yitzileu miyadam. Reuven planned on saving Yosef from the boar. So you see, he wasn't jealous of Yosef. So look at the difference between my son Reuven and Esav, and that's what she put into his name, Reu. Reu. And so what's the pshat though? Because the pasuk says a different reason for why she called him Reuven. We have a pasuk that says why she called him Reuven. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Ki ra Hashem ba'ani, Hashem saw my suffering. Ki ata yaveni ishi. Now my husband will love me. He gave me a son first." So the pasuk says why she named him Reuven. How can we say it different pshat? So the mafarshim explain, no, because the pasuk just says ki ra Hashem. The only letters that coincide with the name Reuven is Ra'ah, is Resh Aleph. What about the Vav? It says Re'u. And what about the Ben? The end of the name Reuven, Ven. So the Farshim explained that she had in mind the pasuk that she says in the Chumash. But Hashem put in her head, like a Ruach HaKodesh, that Hashem had a different reason for his name being Reuven. Re'u Ma Ben. Look at what's the difference between Reuven and Esav. And it has to be the Pshat, because Reuven wasn't yet not jealous of Yosef. He was just born. So Hashem put it into her mouth based on what would one day be. Leah couldn't have known this yet. Rus. Why was she called Rus? My Rus. What's hidden in that name? Amar B'Yochanan, Shezachta V'yatza Mimena David. Rus was the great-great-great-grandmother of David HaMelech. And in her name already, you see that Hashem knew that coming from her is going to be David HaMelech. Sheriv. Vahu la Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shiras v'tishbachos. He satiated, he quenched a Kadosh Baruch Hu with shiras and tishbachos. He wrote Sefer Tehillim. Menala and Deshma Garim. Where do we know that the name of a person has an effect? Amar Bilezer, the Amar Kwa, the pasuk says, L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem, asher sam shamos ba'aretz. Look at the actions and the deeds of Hashem that he put shamos ba'aretz. So, atikre shamos, don't call it destructions, because then it should have said, the Mefarshim was saying, why are we able to change around the word Shamos to Shemos? Ela Shemos. Read it Shemos. Why are we able to do that? And they showed difficulties in the diktuk of how this was written. It should have said either Shamos Ba'aratzos, or it should have said Shmama Ba'aretz. Either Shema Ba'aretz or Shamas Ba'aretzos. But it says Shamos in plural, Ba'aretz in singular. So Atik Reshamos Ela Shemos, names. So now look at the pasuk. L'chu chazul mifalos Hashem. Look what Hashem does. I said Asher Sam Shemos Ba'aretz. And he does it through the names of a person. Ram Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yochai. Kasha Tarbas Ra'a B'tok Besa Shal Adam Yochem Mechemes Gogu Magog. Worse and more difficult is when one of somebody's children, somebody within his household, goes off the derech, goes off the path, and rebels. That's more difficult than Muhammad's Gog and Magog, which is supposed to be a terribly difficult war. Where do we see this? In the second or third mizmor of Tehillim. In the second or third mizmor of Tehillim. Because in the third one it says, Mizmor le David bevarchem epnei Avshalom b'no. David said this Mizmor when he was running away from Avshalom. Uksib basrei, and it says in that Mizmor, Hashem ma rabu tzorai, rabim kamim alai. How difficult are my sorrows, many people standing up against me. The Ilu in the previous parak of Tehillim, which talks about Mechamaz Gog Magog, Ksiv, Lama Rokshu Goyim, what are the Goyim all shooken up about? Umim Yagurik, they're speaking for nothing. They can't, they're saying they're going to destroy us, they're not going to be able to. The Iluma Rabu Tsara, Loksiv, it doesn't say, oh wow, this is so much Tsaros over here. So Mechamaz Gog Magog isn't a lot of Tsaros. But having a son rebel is a lot of Tsaros. Mizmor le David. David's singing a Mizmor when he's running away from his son Avshalom, but Varchum ibn Avshalom, but no. That's a Mizmor. Mizmor le David. Kina le David mi Barile. He should have lamented right now. This is terrible. Amar Bishimon ben ben. It's interesting. Happens to be Rabbi Shimon ben Avshalom is the one that is this pshat. What is it changed to something? What does it change it to? I don't know, but it'd be interesting that specifically he had the pshat. Mashal ma'adav v'dome. We'll answer this with a mashal. La'adam sheyatza lav shtar chov. So a person has, there's like a shtar against him that he has to pay a debt. So he's going to have to pay back for something. He doesn't know what way, but there's a punishment waiting for him. Kodem shepro, before he pays it off, haya atze, before he pays it off, he's sad. I owe something. It's going to have to be paid off. I don't know how I'm going to pay it off, where it's going to come from. But la'achar shepro, after he pays off his debt, sameach, he's happy, it's off his back. Af kein David, kevan she'amalo kodeshbo, Hashem said to him, hinani mekim alecha rami beitcha, as a punishment, I'm going to bring out something bad from within your own home. Haya atze, if he was sad. Amar shema eved, o mamzer. Maybe it's going to come from an eved. Maybe it's going to come from a mamzer in my household. Who, delochies, these people are unworthy. They don't have the right yichus. It would be extra, maybe embarrassing. Or, we'll give another pshat soon, if they stand up against me. Like Kevan to Chazad Avshalom, who once he saw that it's his son Avshalom, Sameach, he paid off his debt. It's his son that's rebelling against him. So what? So ask the Marsha, what do you mean? Your his son is better? So he thought to himself, okay, because my son will be more merciful on me. He won't torture me. If it would have been somebody else in my household, they would have tortured me. And the end of Shalom was ready to kill his father, David. But David didn't think that it was going to be that bad, says the Marsha. So first he was happy when he found out that it was Avshalom. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that if it would have come from somebody in the household, it would have looked natural. Now that it's his own son, it's so unnatural, it's clearly Yad Hashem. When you have such terrible, horrible suffering, like something like the Holocaust, it's so abnormal, it's so unnatural, it's clearly the Yad Hashem. So too, it's so outlandish that his son rebelled against him, was going to kill him. Clearly this is the Yad of Hashem, and he was happy knowing where it's coming from. Hashem Hachi Amar Mizmor. That's where he said this, in a Mizmor. You're allowed to fight against Rishayim, start up with them in this world. Ozve Torah, Yahalalu Rasha. Those that leave the Torah, they praise Rishayim. We should never praise Rishayim. Ozve Torah, praise Rishayim. Vishomrei Torah, those that keep and guard the Torah, Yizgaru Bam. Start up with them. So you see, you can start up with them, you can fight with them. Tanya Nami Hachi.
What's the Hava meaning that it's not Olam Hazeh?
Where, what?
What does it have to say about Olam Hazeh?
What's the Dalet? The Dalet changes it. Let's look it up. It's a Ulai, Bizman Hazeh. Not referring to Olam Hazeh as opposed to Olam Haba. But even nowadays, when we're not stronger than the Goyim, and the Rishayim, it used to be, right, that the Beis Din had the upper hand. Now it's not like that. So who says that we still could start up with them and fight with them? Shanem, okay. So Tanya Namechu, we were bright to support this. Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Maton, Omer, Mutter Lizgaros Berushaim, Be'olam Hazeh. Here I don't see a change, but maybe it's supposed to be, I don't know. Shnemar, Ozvei Torah Yahalalu Rasha. Vimlach shecha adam, continues the Brisa. If somebody whispers to you, Lomar, and says, wait, but there's another pasuk. Vaksiv al titcha b'mereim. Don't start up with mereim, with Rishayim. Al tekane b'osa avla. Don't do kana'os. And start against those that do sin. And you're telling me that we could. But this pasuk says you can't. Emelo tell him, Misha libo nokvo, somebody that's afraid of the sins that are by them, that they won't be able to, their sins will make them not worthy to beat the Rasha'im. Omer Cain says something like that, behaves that way. But what's really the pshat in that pasuk? Ela al titcha b'mereim, lios k'mereim. It doesn't mean don't start up and fight with the mereim. It means don't be jealous of to be like the Rasha'im. Atakane be'osa avla, don't be jealous of them, lios k'ose avla. V'omer ayikane libcha b'chataim, your heart shouldn't be jealous of sinners, ki im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. You should only be jealous of Yerushamayim. So over there also, kina can't be being a kanoi, because not to start up with chatoim, but what, you should start up with Yerush Hashem? Obviously, that's not the pshat. The pshat is to be jealous of, don't be jealous of sins, rather be jealous of Yerushamayim, to always want to have Yerushamayim. Ini, is that so, that you're allowed to start up with Rishayim? V'amar b'yitzak, imar ita rasha sha'asham mesachachet slo, if you see a rasha who, he's at an hour where he's matzliach, he's at a time in his life that things are going his way, atit garabo, don't start up with him, shnemar, yachilu drachav b'chol eis. V'lo'od elesh zocha bedin. He's being successful right now in his path and in everything. And not only that, but he's zocha bedin, meaning shenemar merom mishpatecha minegdo. Hashem lifts up mishpat from in front of him. He's not judging him for the bad things that he's doing. Stay away from him, because things are working out for him, and for whatever reason, Hashem's letting this happen. So al tidgarbo, don't start up with him. V'lo'od, not only that, elesh roa betzarav. That Russia sees his enemy's downfall. The Russia sees his enemy's downfall. Shnemar kol tzorarav yafiach behem. He just blows on them and they fall. So don't start up with them. But we just said that you could start up with Rishayim nowadays. Lo kash, it's not a stira. Ha b'milei didei, ha b'milei d'shemai. It depends what you're fighting about. If you're fighting in worldly matters, personal matters, that you shouldn't start up with him. But milei d'shemai, for ruchnius reasons, then you could start up with them. Vibayisim, another answer. Ha v'ha b'milei d'shamayi. They're both talking about spiritual matters. You can't always fight them in spiritual matters too. V'lo kashi ha b'rasha sha'asham mesachakes lo. One is talking about a Russia where you, for some reason you just see everything's going well for him. Stay away. Don't even fight him in spiritual matters right now. Ha b'rasha sha'in ha'asham mesachakes lo. And then you have a Russia where no, he's not specifically at an opportune time right now. So yes, you should start up with him in spiritual matters. Vibayisim ha. No, maybe they're both talking about a Russia who things are going well for him. So then when could you start up with him? When can't you start up with him? V'lo kashya, ha b'tzadik gamer, ha b'tzadik she'in a gamer. A tzadik gamer could always fight the Russia, even at a successful time by the Russia. You could still start up with him. If he's a tzadik gamer, then he doesn't have to worry about the sins that are by him. But a tzadik she'in a gamer can't always start up with a Russia, and if it's Shah Mishachekah, so he shouldn't. Demar of Huna, my deceive, Lama Tabit, Bogdim, Tacharish, Babala, Russia, Tzadik, Mimenu. The Pasuk says, why are you being quiet when the Russia swallows up the Tzadik? Vichi Russia bole a Tzadik? Russia swallows up a Tzadik? How could a Russia swallow up a Tzadik? V'haksiv, Hashem lo yazenu biyado. Hashem won't leave the Tzadik in the hands of the Russia. Hashem will protect him. Uksiv, it says, lo yu'una le Tzadik kol on. That nothing bad will befall the Tzadik. So then how could it be that a Russia ever swallows up a Tzadik? And we answered up that stira. Ella, Tzadik mimenu boleya, that's a Tzadik gamur. Sorry. Tzadik mimenu boleya, something that's just more of a tzadik than the Russia, but not a tzadik gomer, the Russia could swallow up. But a tzadik gomer ain't a boleya, he can't swallow up. So you see, there is a chilek between a tzadik gomer and a tzadik she'in a gomer, whether he could or should or shouldn't start up with a Russia, because that's also how he answered up that theory in the psukim. V'bayisema, or last pshat, Shah Mesachekes Lo Shiny. When things are going well for him, it's different, and then even a Tzadik Gomer shouldn't start up with him. And the whole chilek between a Tzadik Gomer and a Tzadik She'ina Gomer is only by a Russia who things aren't necessarily going well for him right now. Just stop. But when things are going well for the Russia, nobody, not even a Tzadik Gomer, should start up with him. We'll stop over here. It's 10:15. And now, Motzei Shabbos, what do you guys say about right after Havdalah? Right after Avdallah?
I'll try, but I have to go to Renana that night because I'm not.
Let's take off the. Are you typing it?
I'm not going to be honest.